The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shmuel Daf Yudches. The Gemara says in Yudches on the base Tanur Rabbanan we learn the Braisa. He's after us Bnei Yisrael mitumah. Some should warn Bnei Yisrael from the tumah. Amar Yashia. He can't absorb Bnei Yisrael. Here's a warning to Bnei Yisrael. Shivishu mishaseim. They should perish. Stay away. Separate from their wives. Samach levesta. And around the time that she predicts that Dan will come. The Kama, for how long they have to be perish? Amar Rabba. Some agaris of Abba. Oina. Oina. Simply put, it's a 12-hour period, either a daytime period, from sunrise to sunset, from Neitzachama to Shkiyasachama, or a nighttime period, from Shkiyasachama, from sunset to Neitzachama to sunrise. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Yardeas, Mekuf Pedalot, Sif Deis, Mechaber says as follows, B'Shas Vesto, when it comes time for Vest, Tzorch Lu B'Shmenes, Diparish Mo'in Achas, a 1-12-hour period. V'loi Mishar Pevas, Al Metash Shemitah Bavad, doesn't have to stay away from other intimate acts, only from Tashmish Bavad, only. We'll be Yoyim with the daytime Vest, Perish from the Oisim Kulai, he has to separate from her the whole day. Afulum Vest Besoifa, even the time of the Vest at the end of the day, even if she tends to see in the afternoon, still he has to be perish from her the whole day, from sunrise to sunset. Mutam Yabla Shaacha, but right away the night afterwards, after Shkia, the Mutas be together. Chinum Chilosai, if the time that they anticipate the Dam will come is in the morning, Perish Kulayim, they have to separate from each other the whole day. Mutta Kulayla Shlafanev, the Mutta the whole night before it. Chena Dima Belayla, it's a nighttime Vest, if she has a Vest kavua, or even a Vashena kavua, we'll soon see she has a tendency to see on a certain day at night. Perish kol lila, to separate the whole night from each other. Mutah b'yem shlofanu v'la'achav. And the day before and after, the mutah to be together. B'yem shekava v'eskulam v'amim. Whether it's a Vest kavua, that means she saw three times in a row the same day of the month, or the same interval, three times in a row the same. Or if only ever one time, it's a Vashena kavua, or if they not become kavua, it's the most recent month that she saw on that day, or that aflog, that interval. Still that loch is, you have to separate for 1 12-hour period. The Shach in Sivkon Zayin brings two interesting shittas from the late Rishonim. One of them is the shita of the Avi Yosef that seems to feel it's always a 12-hour period. We're not going to get involved with that because as Bishkut Shuvah says over here in Sivkon Zayin, the Chaim don't go with the Shach and that goes with the Avi Yosef. And we go that's either from Neitzachama to Shkiyasachama, from sunrise to sunset, or if it's a nighttime Vest, it's from sunset Shkiyasachama to Neitzachama. Based on whether it's summer or winter, it'll depend if it's more than 12 hours or less. If it's in the spring or the fall, it'll be pretty exact 12 hours. But then the Shach brings after it's interesting shita, the owner of the Or Zeruah. The Zeruah says that Parish Adam Ishta, a man separate from his wife's stomach, Levesta, Chavdalat Shai, 24 hours. And Megillah is B'yayim, she usually sees by day. Parish Man is separate from her colostia the whole day, Va'alayla Shalafan, and the night before. The Chen Lehevach, the opposite also, where the Shach explains, it means if she tends to see by night, he has to separate her from her that night and the day before it. So this comes out of the Chumar from the Or Zeruah. And the Achron Mas, the Sages already asked that the Or Zeruah seems to be connected to Ar Gemara, does not agree with Ar Gemara. Our Gemara says, no, no, 1 12-hour period. So where did the Or Zeruah get 24 hours? It's our Gemara of Yir Shavuos, or the Achrenim point more towards the Gemara, neither the Samach Gimel and Beis, which is really the same Gemara as us, neither the Samach Gimel and Beis. It says that's an Oina, 12-hour period. So where did the Or Zeruah get 24 hours from? The Gemara is 12 hours. It's very troubling. It's a very shver reason. Very difficult to understand. So the Shach wants to say a Pshat in the Or Zeruah. The Shach says, he says it based on a Raivon, but the way the Shach explains is that in the olden days, an Isha would have an exact time of the day which tended to see. She would see, let's say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that was the exact time for a Vest. Came Chazal, and they said you have to separate the full 12 hours, from sunrise to sunset. Well, let's say she always saw at 11 o'clock at night. So that was the exact time. It was 11 o'clock at night. Came Chazal, and they said you have to separate the full night, a full 12-hour period, so to speak, from Shkia Zacham until next morning Zacham. Nowadays, that there's no exact time. The Shach says during his time, there's no exact time when anyone sees. Sometimes they see in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon. So even if she develops some sort of Vest Kavua, at the most it's going to be that she always sees on a certain day, or she always sees a certain interval, she always sees, let's say, every 28 days, or every 32 days, a certain aflaga, or a certain exact day of the month. I would even have it, we could zoom in and see that she always sees by day, or she always sees by night, but to have an exact time of day, or exact time of night, Shach says doesn't exist anymore nowadays. Nowadays it certainly does not exist. Even the Shach's times do not exist. Nowadays, most Nashim do not have a Vest Kavua altogether, an exact day on which they cease. Nowadays, it certainly does not exist. It's a concept of having an exact time. So the Shach says that from the olden days when it was an exact time, that was the exact time, and still you had to separate an extra 12 hours before and after it. Chazal made an extra buffer zone. They have to have an extra 12 hours of protection. They shouldn't come to Navera. So nowadays, that the whole day is the exact time. There is no exact time. So if she always sees on a certain day of the month, that whole day is the exact time. So where's the 12-hour buffer zone? The whole 12 hours of that day, that's not the buffer zone. That's the exact time. The olden days was a certain specific exact time, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the whole day was the buffer zone around it for protection. Nowadays, the whole day is, so to speak, the exact time. She's liable to see any time of day. So where's the 12-hour buffer zone? Learns the Arzuruah, that 12-hour buffer zone is the night before it. If she always sees by night, that whole night is the exact time. There's no exact time that we can be sure she's going to see by night. Where's the 12-hour buffer zone? That's the day before it, 12 hours before it. And so from the Shach comes out a big chumrah that besides the exact 12-hour time of the vest, the whole 12 hours before it is also awesome. So if it's a daytime vest, it comes out a big chumrah because the whole night before it will be awesome. This applies to the Vesta Chodesh, to Vesta Floga, to Ayin HaBeinis, the average time. It will come out a big chumrah from the Shach that goes to the Arzuruah. So the Achrim go with the Shach, and they agree with this. It's Mechalib Zachrin. If you look at the Pesach Shuvah of Gan Zayin, so on this previous title, it's Aviyosef. Interesting, the Shach brought there. Pesach Shuvah says very clearly, the Achrim do not go with the Shach, with Aviyosef. Comes to Arzuruah, so the Pesach Shuvah says, the Shach wants to go with Arzuruah. However, he says, the Chavastas doesn't like it. Chavastas is Mestor Nush, in Lahachmer Bezeh. Chavastas, written by the Berdon from Nesivis, he wrote the page Nesivis of Mishpat, on Chodesh Mishpat, so he often argues with Tzeh Chodeshin. In your day, you wrote a page called the Chavastas, which is Nuchus Rubis, and Nuchus Nido. He's a big player, the Chavastas. The Chavastas Mekel, he says the one does not have to be Machmer. There's no reason, there's no need to go upon the point to be Machmer on this Arzuruah, on this extra 12 hours. We have over here the Shach to be Machmer, the extra 12 hours, and the Chavastas to be Mekel. Then the Pesach Shuvah says, I'm Siddur Tyra Mechus Yankov. Take a look at the Siddur Tyra and Mechus Yankov, known to us as the Teres HaShlom. If you look at the Siddur Tyra, Siddur Tyra brings out the Shach Shah and the Zeruah. I think it's a fine Shah, it's a nice Shah. It seems that Siddur Tyra, but he agreed both with being Machmer on this. Look at the Teres HaShlom. He argues very strongly, very vehemently he argues. Teres HaShlom says though that the Shach Shah Shah and the Zeruah is based on the Ravon. If you look inside the Ravon, you see the Ravon had different gears than the Gemara. Not like us, not like all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim are Mavur, they don't have this whole Chumra B'chlal, an extra 12 hours, make 12 into 24. The Riff, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rash, the Rav, the Torah, and Yeruchim, the Smag, all of the other Poyuskim, ain't laws with the Fair Mashim, go away from them, and the Machar Paschim, like that, and Rafadli Paschim Vestas of the Ravonim. So therefore, there's no reason to be Chosh to the full 24 hours. We mentioned in the previous year that there are many Achredim who actually do say the concept of Vest of Derashda, but the way the Chachmas Adon, the Bina Sodom, the way he explained it, it will come out that the extra 12 hours, that would certainly be Derabonim, according to everybody, the way the Bina Sodom explained it. So then the Teres HaShlom is right, and that what he says that's Derabonim. Maybe the Teres HaShlom argues with those Achredim, he holds everything's Derabonim. But even those who say there is a Derashda taking concept of Vest, the extra 12 hours, we could say, it's certainly Derabonim, the way the Chachmas Adon explains it to us over there, in the beginning of Simukuf Bedalad. And therefore we say, since there are abundance, Machlis Achronim, we can make it. So on the one hand, you have the Shach, who's Machmer, and the Sayyatiris, and if you agreeable with that, the Chavastas, the Teres HaShlom, are Mekel, other Achronim, the place here, also Mekel. So the Igra Alokha, well, we're not be able to say that, it's all said, was clear to keep the extra 12 hours of Anis Azuroh, but it's a nice Chumrah. So some are Machmer, and this extra Chumrah of Azuroh, keep the extra 12 hours of being Parish for the Shach of S 24 hours. And many are Mekel, others are Mekel, and they only keep 12 hours. Each person should ask their own Rav, find out what the Minig HaMakom is, the place they live, or ask the Rav how they should be knowing. Should they go with the Chumrah of Azuruah, the extra 12 hours, and make 12 into 24? Or should they go with the simple reading of the Gemara, of the Chavastas and Teres HaShlom say, Teres HaShlom, Chavastas actually believe in him, they say that should only be 12 hours, not 24 hours. This is the Machlek Zacharin. Now even those who do keep this Chumrah of Azuruah, there would be certain areas in which they would not keep it, they would be Mekel. For example, the Mechaber said that during the Shasta Vest, once you perish for 12 hours, he does not have to perish from other forms of intimacy, only from Tash Shemita Bovad. The Shas says, Mashtafu Chibuk Benishik Shari. Even direct acts of intimacy, Chibuk Benishik will be Mutter, only Tash Shazasa, but other acts of intimacy are Mutter. He says, the Mechaber, they're more whole like this, Nagat from Hasdesh, and it says, the Chibuk Benishik are Asa. But the Shas brings in the Bath, that Machman Be'il Tavla of Racha. It's a worthwhile Chumrah to refrain from certain other acts of intimacy during the times of the Anis Havest. The Shulchan Akharav also goes with this, he extends a little further by sharing the same bed. So according to these, the Achrayim, the Bach, the Shach, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that there's a worthwhile Chumrah to refrain from other acts of intimacy during the Anis HaVest, so then we could differentiate, we could say that since they're only saying it as a Chumrah, as a worthwhile Chumrah, Tavla, Rocha, as a worthwhile Chumrah, Chumrah can have exceptions. So we would say only during the time of the Vest itself, that's when this Chumrah would apply. However, during the Anis HaZruah, which is the added-on time before, maybe one can make on these on these extra actual acts of intimacy, the extra acts of intimacy. Lagabi Tash Shemita Bovad, there he'll be Machmer during the Anis HaZruah. But Lagabi keeping additional Chumras during that time, that will only keep maybe during the time of the Anis HaVest itself. Or maybe he would even keep that during the Anis HaZruah. But there'll be room to differentiate that maybe one would not be keep these extra Chumras during the Anis HaZruah. Only the actual Isra that applies during the time of Vest, one would separate during the time of the HaZruah, the extra 12 hours, the 24 hours as well. But the extra, additional acts of intimacy that many refrain from, based on the Tachrayim, the Bas, the Shas, that's a worthwhile Chumrah, to refrain from during the Ein Shavest, during the Ein Shavest rule, won't keep their judgment. Maybe they should refrain from it, maybe they shouldn't, maybe they ask a shayla about such a thing. But this would be room to differentiate. There are other shaylas as well, in regards to Vestas. For example, there's a halacha that Isha does not have a Vest Kavush, does not have a set time which he sees every month, which is most of our nation nowadays, they do not have a set time they see every month, they do not have a Vest Kavush. So what do they keep? Besides keeping Vesh Eina Kavush, they keep the most recent day of the month that they saw, and the most recent afloat, the most recent interval they saw, is the third thing they keep. It's called Oina Benes, the average time. The Shulchan Aruch starts off with Kuf Beites, that most nation who have a Vest Kavush, those who don't have a Vest Kavush, they have an average time they see. Day 30, they see once every 30 days. Except for the 30th time, or 30th day, one also has to keep Yiparish as an additional time of Vest. Besides Chodesh Nafloga, for most Nashim, like, who don't have a Vest Kavush nowadays, they have to keep Oinim Beinus. The average time, because you gotta see at some point, she's not gonna go forever without seeing, so keep the average time, which is 30 days. What's called 30 days? The Piskachuba is the Makufa test of Kot Nyu, the best place to find a nice, summary of the Shittas Dachrenim in this area, unless one wants to go through all of them inside. The Taz, the Chacham Tzvi, the Tshuva, the crazy place, the Naivish, they say day number 30. So when Isha saw, for example, on the first day of Nisan, the Aleph Nisan, so Lama Nisan, day number 30, that will be her Oinim Beinus. The Shach is of the opinion, the Oinim Beinus is the day of the month. So if you saw an Aleph Nisan, Aleph Yer, the first day of year, that will be her Oinim Beinus. The Chavaz Dasa of the opinion, that it's day number 31. So if you saw an Aleph Nisan, it's 30 days to Nisan, so the 30th day of Nisan is day number 30. Aleph Yer will be day number 31. But let's take a month like Yer, which is only 29 days. She saw an Aleph Yer, if her period began, that's what we're looking at, when the beginning of her period was an Aleph Yer. So, here, according to the Taz, the Chacham Tzvi, the place is day number 30. Okay, so according to them, it's going to be Aleph Sivan, because Aleph Yer is day number 1. Chof Tes Yer, the 29th of Yer, is day number 29. So Aleph Sivan is day number 30. And indeed, the Shach holds the Yer Mechodesh, the same thing as Ein Beinus season, they also say Aleph Sivan. The Chavaz Das is going to say, no, you have to go to the next day. Beis Sivan, that's day number 31. So you have big Machlech Zachrenim, it's day 30 or day number 31. Most Zachrenim and most places can go with day number 30 for Ein Beinus. Ramesh Feinstein, Igris Moshe, is Mavor, they go with day number 31. Who with the opinion of the Chavaz Das? He felt it's not really called 31, that's really what we call day 30. Who went with this opinion? So, many people go with day number 30. Some go with Sat for Ramesh as day number 31. There are people who keep day number 30, and there are many places who go with this as well. They keep day number 30 as Ikra Din. But as a recommended Chumrah, the Sheet of the Chavaz Das, and Ramesh have asked like this, they'll keep day 31 as a Chumrah. So here again, there's room to differentiate that even if they'll keep day number 31 as an additional day for Ein Beinus, now remember, very often that's going to be Yom HaChodesh, they're keeping it anyway, Ikra Din is Yom HaChodesh. But let's say an example we just gave, that day number 31 is extra Chumrah, she saw an Aleph Yer, and day number 30 was Aleph Sivan, day 31 is Beis Sivan, is additional Chumrah, so even those that are keeping day number 31, they're keeping Beis Sivan as additional Chumrah, many of them will only keep the actual time that she saw, the actual 12 hours. But our Zeruah, to keep 24 hours, to keep the extra 12 hours before it, that they won't keep. They'll be machmer to have a second day for Ein Beinus to go with day 31. But they're not going to keep our Zeruah, they're not going to keep the additional 12 hours before the day 31. So that's another place where we can differentiate between the Ikar Halacha and what's the Chumrah. The Zeruah is the Chumrah. So in the actual time of the Vest, some will keep the Zeruah, but not in the additional days during Chumrah. And then, for example, day 31. Or another example would be, that there's a Machlech Zachrenim, what happens if Isha has a Hachloga of 29? She sees one Ria, and then her next period comes 29 days later. Then afterwards she has a shorter Hafloga, a shorter interval. For example, she has a Hafloga of 27. Let's just say she saw a Hafloga after the 27, interval of 27. So now, what happens to 29? The Bach and the Shaf say that there's Nakira, 29 is eliminated. Now she saw 27, 29 is eliminated. The Ramah and the Taz, they actually have the opinion, they keep on counting the 2 days later, when we get to date number 29. So then it doesn't play much of a role. Anyway, Tabi during that time, doesn't play much of a role. In rare cases, the Ramah and the Taz end up making a difference. Usually it doesn't play much of a role. The Arachronim, it's known, I'll say in the Beis Meir, but it's actually not just the Beis Meir, it's the Beis Meir, the Placis, the Yitaira, Shulchan Aruch Rav, based on the Ramban. They say that 27 does not get eliminated, but rather when you figure out your 29 does not get eliminated, but rather when you figure out your day 27, you figure out your new Hafloga, besides figuring out 27 days from now, you also have to figure out 29 days from now. That's when you keep day 29. It's not get eliminated, but you don't keep on counting two more days, rather you restart the clock. Restart the calendar for day number 1 now. Day 27 from now, that's a flag of 27. Day 30 will be on the Venus. Maybe it'll be 31 also. If you're Machmer on the Chavaz Das on 31, you also have to figure out 30 or 31 on the Zeyim HaChadosh. You also keep day 29 because of the Beis Meir. Most who keep 29 are keeping it as a Chumrah. They don't pass from the Lachak Beis Meir. They got Lachal back the Bach HaShach, that's Nakira. The 29 is eliminated, but they're keeping it as a Chumrah. Since they're keeping it as a Chumrah, so many who keep it, some will say it's a real Psach, and they'll even keep the Arzeruah of it. Many who keep it will not keep the Arzeruah. So as we're saying, our Gemara says the Ein Zavest is a 12-hour period. The Arzeruah says to keep away 24 hours. The Shach seems to say that what should be machmet is ruach. It brings the Bach says that Yerid Vashem, Yerishmaim, keep up those ruach. It brings Marul like that, and others like those ruach. The Shach says that what should keep 24 hours, keep those ruach. The Seder Tayyar seems to be fine with this chumra also. Other Achronim, Teres HaShlomim, and Chavos Das don't go with it. So some do keep it, some don't. Even those who keep it, sometimes they'll differentiate that they're keeping it as a chumra. Therefore, they will make all during the Anis Azrua and other forms of intimacy, possibly. They won't keep it if there's an extra day of Ayin HaBenis, extra sheet of Ayin HaBenis they're keeping. Maybe they won't keep Azrua of that. Or if they're machmer like the Besmeir by a small flog after a bigger flog, the bigger flog still remains, still lingers, and they have to keep that and cheshbon that, figure that later on, they won't keep the Azrua of that. These are all very complicated, intricate shilas, and the point of this is not to tell someone what to do halacha l'maaseh, because as we see, there's many shittas machmerim and many shittas modern-day poskim. This is just to raise awareness that one should ask a shayla by their own rav, find out how their rav paskins, and maybe the minig hamakom, the place where they live, different places in Eretz Yisrael, in America, within Eretz Yisrael, within America, different minhagim, and different rabbanim give a different psak. And because Vest is so intricate, so complicated, one should speak to their rav and find out how they should be knowing, how they should conduct themselves in regards to all these various shaylas of Vestas, in regards to keeping their zeruah, in regards to the various shittas habenis, in regards to the other forms of intimacy during the various oinus of Vest, in regards to the small flogger after the bigger flogger. It's very complicated. One understands on their own can ask a shayla. One doesn't understand even the shaylas clearly, should go to the rav and ask him to explain to them what they should be keeping in terms of the Vestas every month.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.